Hi, this is Leslie Zann. I love this poem by Elizabeth Coatsworth. November comes and November goes, with the last red berries and the first white snows. With night coming early and dawn coming late, and ice in the bucket and frost by the gate. The fires burn and the kettles sing, and earth sinks to rest until next spring. Well, my friends, the earth can sink to rest until next spring. But if you're focused on closing your year with record volume and achievement, if you want to expand what you've worked so hard to create, you can't afford to rest until next spring. With the Thanksgiving holiday positioned near month end, it just makes sense to jumpstart November by taking immediate action now. So let's begin by taking a look at your calendar, and let's look at it with a fourth quarter perspective. As I've reinforced in each monthly Zann plan, every cycle of the year has its own unique distractions and benefits. The secret to staying consistent with your direct selling business is to make some strategic seasonal adjustments to your hours of operation. Can it be that simple? Yes, it can. Every cycle is unique with different demands on your time. As you enter each new cycle, it just makes sense that you evaluate your hours of operation and revise them accordingly. November and December are traditionally excellent months to build and grow your business. Why? Because all the social activities present countless situations to be with family you know and love, meet new people, and make new friends. In reality, it's networking on demand. The festivities are not just enjoyable, they actually support your business. How fun is that? And with all the extracurricular activities coming up, it's time to revise your November calendar. Do you need to add more time in the mornings? Less time in the evenings? More time in the afternoons? Less time on the weekends? Don't wing it or be reactive with your efforts. Champions are proactive and schedule specific time to focus on their business. And whether or not this is the first holiday season working your direct selling business, after you adjust your calendar, you'll find that it's helpful to get buy-in from your family on your revised hours. In addition, it's good business to share your calendar with your upline leaders and downline team. And on a personal note, let's keep in mind what a glorious time of year we're entering. Thanksgiving reminds us to express our gratitude while we enjoy festive time with family, friends, and loved ones. You can have it all. You can keep your business moving forward and enjoy the holiday season at the same time. And with that goal in mind, let's discuss five proven strategies that will help you navigate November like a champion. Number one, make your month before Thanksgiving. I recommend you set a goal to meet and exceed your monthly goals by the Wednesday before Thanksgiving or sooner. And teach your team to do the same. Go into November pretending that the day before the holiday is the last day of the month. How fun to celebrate the four-day weekend knowing you've already met your goals. And with the many new people you'll see over the holiday weekend, you can come back to work on Monday with a list of new people waiting to hear from you. Now, in order to make your month before Thanksgiving, you've got to take time right now to review your monthly goals and make a commitment to do what's necessary to reach them. How many new people will you talk to? How many three-way calls with your sponsor? And how many prospecting appointments will you make? How many new partners will you sponsor? Confirm your seasonal hours of operation and keep your goals top of mind as you do your best to reach out to them before the holiday weekend. It's time to take action. This way you can close out the month on your terms. Number two, embrace consistency. When you stop talking to new people for any length of time, you lose your ability to authentically and enthusiastically create interest, to compel people to find out more. When you stop talking to new people, your prospecting skills get rusty. You lose your ability to share your story, capture their contact information, and schedule a follow-up call. And when your funnel is empty, you can begin to come from a position of desperation rather than genuine passion. And people pick up on that desperate energy. That's not how you want to operate. And that's why champions choose consistency. As you enter the holiday season, make a commitment to consistently reach out to new people. In this way, you'll keep your skills polished, your attitude positive, your tone authentic, and your business growing. Number three, share your stories. Never underestimate the power of a well-packaged story to enable you to briefly and enthusiastically share your passion for your business, your products, or service. Now, why do we share our stories? To create interest. Champions package and memorize their stories so they can deliver them on cue, authentically and effectively. And with all the social events coming up, it just makes sense to be prepared with a confident, genuine, and well-packaged story about how your business is now or will make an impact on your life, your family's life, and your lifestyle. What you have with your direct selling business is very compelling. So when those moments come and people have an interest in learning more, be a champion and be prepared to share your story and make the most of the moment. Number four, find the fortune in the follow-up. As you navigate through November, you will continue to meet new people, spend time with friends and family, and come into contact with people every day. Champions do not miss an opportunity to set a follow-up appointment. I've always believed that effective follow-up shows professionalism, validates your enthusiasm for your product and business, and is a proven way to turn a prospect into a customer or a business partner. Approach your follow-up calls with a positive attitude, and it will allow you to come from a position of strength and confidence. You are not in control of how people respond, but you are in control of your commitment to follow up and the attitude you maintain as you share your enthusiasm for your business. Meeting people is good. Sharing your story is fun. Enjoying the follow up is best. Number five, create the mindset of a champion. Personal development is one of the most important gifts you can give to yourself and to the leaders on your team. Make sure that during the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, you don't neglect your personal development practice. Especially during this hectic time of the year, you owe it to yourself to take 15 to 30 minutes every day to put positive thoughts into your head and remind yourself how amazing you are and how the possibilities are endless. Jim Rohn, a favorite author of mine, was known to say, "For things to change, you have to change." If you aren't happy with the way things are in any area of your life, from your health to your income, from your relationships to your business, by making a commitment to daily personal development, you can make a shift in all areas of your life. I believe in the philosophy that what we think about, we bring about. And what we think about all the time creates our reality. So it just makes sense to continually think about all the positive ways you can take action, make a difference, and design your life to meet or even exceed your goals. This season, give yourself the respect you deserve and make the time to create the mindset of a champion. Okay, my friend, that was five proven strategies that will help you navigate November like a champion. I recommend you work with your sponsor or someone in your upline to put these strategies to work for you. If you take action now, November can be a record month for you in all areas, sales, sponsoring, and organizational volume. Do you wonder if that's really possible? I promise you that come December 1st, there will be hundreds, if not thousands, of consultants in your company who enjoyed a record month in November. Now, whether you're one of those champions depends on the actions you take today. Results in sponsoring and selling are always a reflection of your consistent efforts over the past 30, 60, 90 days. Consistent activity in November and December is the only way to successfully close the year strong and jumpstart the new year. Don't forget, there is a difference between dabbling or taking a casual stance with your business, working only when it's fun, only when it's easy, only when it's comfortable, and finding the joy in working your business consistently in part-time hours. How I see it, you have two choices. Take the holidays off and slowly, desperately, painfully crawl into the new year. Or work your business consistently now and joyfully blast into the new year. When you focus on all the reasons why this cycle of the season is a fun and productive season, you will find the discipline to weave your business through the holidays and reap the ultimate rewards. I know you can do it. Find the joy and navigate November on your terms.